Kritika Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little.
Some people process life by grasping the entire picture at once, focusing on overarching patterns, while others break things down into small, manageable steps, examining details before seeing the whole.
Kritika Nakshatra, known for its sharp intellect, refinement, and precision, is naturally inclined towards structured processing. But whether they prefer big picture thinking, macro, or detail-oriented thinking, micro, depends on planetary placements. Jupiter and Mercury in the first, fifth, and ninth houses influence whether they focus on broad themes or specific intricacies. If Jupiter is in the first house in Kritika, their understanding is large chunk oriented, meaning they focus on bigger visions, long-term strategies, and overarching life philosophies. They don't get lost in the details. Instead, they prefer to extract core lessons and general themes rather than analyze specifics. They thrive when discussing universal truths, higher learning, and long-term impact, sometimes overlooking smaller steps along the way. If Jupiter moves to the ninth house, this macro thinking expands into philosophy, law, and belief systems, making them deeply intellectual, abstract, and wisdom-seeking, often thinking in broad, interconnected ways rather than sequential logic. If Mercury is in the fifth house in Kritika, their understanding becomes micro-focused, meaning they prefer breaking things down, analyzing small details, and refining concepts step by step. They thrive in fields requiring sharp mental processing, meticulous organization, and a strong grasp of specifics, such as strategy, analytics, and creative problem solving. Unlike Jupiter, which generalizes, Mercury here wants exact definitions, structured steps, and precise execution. If Mercury moves to the ninth house, their thinking expands, shifting toward bigger picture perspectives, but they may still analyze belief systems and ideologies with sharp attention to detail, ensuring clarity before fully committing to a worldview. If Ketu is in the first house in Kritika, their understanding of life is paradoxically macro yet detached. They see patterns intuitively without needing to analyze them, often absorbing universal truths instinctively rather than logically. However, if Ketu is in the fifth house, their thinking becomes highly detail-oriented but non-linear, meaning they can spot hidden patterns, abstract symbols, and complex connections that others miss, though they may struggle to articulate their insights in a structured way. Kritika Nakshatra's sharp, discerning mind naturally thrives in analysis, precision, and refinement, but planetary placements determine whether they process life through broad conceptual understanding or focused attention to details. Their greatest strength lies in balancing both perspectives, knowing when to focus on the grand vision and when to sharpen their skills through detailed mastery. Kritika Nakshatra, internal or external? Some people trust their own instincts and inner judgment, making decisions based on what they believe to be right, while others seek validation from external sources, measuring success through feedback, societal norms, or authority figures. Kritika Nakshatra, with its sharp intellect, strong will, and ability to refine and perfect, has a natural inclination towards self-assurance and internal decision-making. But whether they are internally referenced, self-driven, or externally referenced, seeking validation from others, depends on planetary placements. Jupiter, Moon, Venus, and Saturn in the 4th and 10th houses shape how they derive confidence, authority, and purpose. If Jupiter is in the 4th house in Kritika, their frame of reference is deeply internal, meaning they trust their own wisdom, life lessons, and moral compass over external validation. They feel secure in their inner beliefs, knowledge, and personal philosophies, making them independent thinkers who rarely seek approval from others. However, if Jupiter is in the 10th house, their reference frame shifts externally. They start measuring success through public achievements, social status, and recognition from authority figures. While they may still have strong personal convictions, they become more concerned with how their contributions are perceived by society. If the Moon is in the 4th house in Kritika, their reference frame is internal and emotionally driven. They trust their feelings, intuition, and subconscious memory of past experiences to guide their decisions.
They are deeply connected to their emotional world and personal sense of comfort, meaning they don't easily shift based on external pressures. However, if the moon is in the 10th house, their attention shifts to external feedback, making them more aware of how their emotions and actions are interpreted by the public, superiors, or their professional circle. They may seek reassurance from authority figures or social standing to feel validated. If Venus is in the 4th house in Kritika, their sense of validation is self-contained, meaning they measure their worth based on how fulfilled they feel in their personal life, relationships, and creative pursuits. They prioritize inner harmony and emotional security over social recognition. However, if Venus is in the 10th house, they become externally referenced, valuing admiration, reputation, and how their charm or skills are received in public spaces. They thrive on recognition in professional or social circles, often basing decisions on how they will be perceived rather than purely on internal values. If Saturn is in the 4th house in Kritika, their sense of self is rooted in internal discipline, structure, and a strong personal moral code. They don't seek external validation as much as they seek inner mastery, self-discipline, and endurance. Their reference frame is built through hardship and personal experience rather than external praise. However, if Saturn is in the 10th house, they become externally conditioned, meaning they measure their worth through career status, professional hierarchy, and recognition from societal institutions. They feel the need to prove themselves in the external world to validate their achievements. Kritika's sharp and discerning mind naturally leans toward an internal reference, trusting its own reasoning, logic, and ability to refine and perfect. However, planetary placements determine whether they stand firm in their self-belief or look to external validation for direction. Mastering this balance ensures they can refine their talents without being overly influenced by societal expectations, allowing them to sharpen their wisdom while still thriving in the world around them. Kritika Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some people initiate action, taking control of situations before anyone else has made a move, while others wait, observe, and respond strategically based on circumstances. Kritika Nakshatra, with its sharp intellect, strong discernment, and ability to refine and execute, has a natural inclination toward direct and decisive action, but whether they are proactive, self-initiating, or reactive, responding to external triggers, depends on planetary placements. Mars, Mercury, and Rahu in the 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses shape whether they charge ahead or wait for the right moment to act. If Mars is in the 3rd house in Kritika, their action preference is highly proactive. They take initiative in conversations, challenges, and personal ambitions, pushing forward with confidence and a sense of urgency. They don't wait for instructions. They lead the way, assert their dominance, and set the pace for others. This placement complements Kritika's natural leadership energy, but it can also lead to overaggression, impatience, or acting before fully considering the consequences. If Mars is in the 10th house, their proactive energy becomes career-driven, making them forceful, ambitious, and unwilling to take a passive role in professional settings. They may excel in leadership, but struggle with delegation, as they prefer to take charge rather than wait for others to act. If Mercury is in the 5th house in Kritika, their approach to action is more reactive and intellectually driven. They don't immediately jump into situations, but instead analyze patterns, consider different angles, and respond accordingly. Their decisions are based on mental agility rather than sheer willpower, making them highly adaptable but sometimes hesitant to act without sufficient data. However, if Mercury is in the 10th house, their reactive approach becomes strategic in professional and public settings. They prefer to observe workplace dynamics, adjust to social or business trends, and make calculated moves rather than impulsive ones. If Rahu is in the 3rd house in Kritika, their action preference becomes erratic and unpredictable, leaning toward hyperproactivity in communication, risk-taking, and high-energy pursuits. They thrive in competitive environments where they must constantly stay ahead, but their impulsivity can sometimes work against them, leading them to take unnecessary risks. If Rahu moves to the 10th house, their action preference shifts toward reactivity in career and public life. They are driven by external expectations, societal trends, and the pressure to prove themselves, meaning they often make bold career moves in response to external influences, rather than out of pure internal drive. Kritika Nakshatra naturally leans toward direct, purposeful action, but planetary influences determine whether they take control immediately or wait for the right moment to respond. Those with proactive tendencies dominate and initiate, while those with reactive tendencies master the art of strategic response. The key for Kritika is to balance its sharp decisiveness with the patience to refine action into mastery rather than impulsivity.